Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating immediate medical needs. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale.
Good morning. Today is Friday the 13th. I'm Kevin Boucher with your lucky WSIU Almanac. Today in 1942, Henry Ford was issued a patent for making car bodies out of plastic. Locally, if you'd like to produce fruits and vegetables to sell commercially, Southeastern Illinois College has a series of informational programs held on Tuesday evenings, and these begin on January the 24th, and they run for 10 weeks at Southeastern Illinois College in Harrisburg. And if you'd like to learn more, call Bronwyn. The phone number is 618-252-8391. Interested in meeting others for a hike in the Shawnee this weekend? This coming Sunday, January the 15th, meet at the Ozark General Store at 10 a.m. for a hike sponsored by the Shawnee Group of the Sierra Club. This is a 5-mile hike, so bring your hiking staff, water, and sturdy shoes, and call ahead though and get registered. Bob Mulcahy is the contact, and the phone number is 618-942-6342. And now here is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois with our Friday astronomy feature.
Forging onward into 2017 brings us marginally shorter nights. Having passed winter solstice, we journey onward toward the spring equinox. By month's end, the day will be 55 minutes longer than it was on December 31st. But the evening hours of January are dominated by the figure of Giant Orion and his entourage, celestial proof that in most of the U.S., winter still holds sway for the near future.
And that's the Friday WSIU Almanac. Have a good weekend. Good Friday morning. Here is your WSIU Almanac. Today in 1989, computer hackers celebrated Friday the 13th by unleashing a computer virus that caused problems for many IBM computers in England. And in broadcasting, 110 years ago, the first American radio set went on sale to the general public. It sold for $7.50. And the ad claimed it could pick up radio signals a mile away. Locally in western Kentucky, you can go on an expertly guided bald eagle watching tour from the comfort of a big van at the Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area tomorrow and Sunday, and then again next Saturday and Sunday as well. In Mount Carmel, Wabash Valley College has a program that they use which teaches gardening and greenhouse skills to youngsters. The program is called Small World, and the college is inviting donations to keep this hands-on outreach program going. So if you have items like assorted pots, seedling starting sets, seeds, watering cans, and other similar gardening items, call 618-263-4999. You can ask for the director, Carla Cadwallader, or the assistant directors of Small World, Amy Price and Caitlin Garwood. In Heron, in a few weeks, there is an outreach event planned for kids. It's Family Reading Night, being held at the Northside Primary Center in Heron. The date of this Family Reading Night is January 26, which is on a Thursday. And that's your WSIU Almanac for Friday the 13th. Have a good day.